You're listening to A Roundabout Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller, and now a story about the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Experiential learning is learning through experiences outside of the traditional classroom. WTC's Will Davis is speaking with a UTC student who spent her summer teaching yoga to prisoners.
Ashley Ewald is a graduate student in the Health and Human Performance program at UTC. And for that program, Ewald partnered with Erlanger Health System and the nonprofit group First Things First and went to Silverdale Detention Center to work with incarcerated women. It was a new experience for Ewald.
I have never been to a prison. I've never even had friends that went to prison. And so when I first went into a tour of the prison, my game plan was just don't mess up. Just don't stir the water. Don't, you know, make any splashes. Just go in, do your thing, and leave. But what's interesting is by the third or fourth week, the women started to get comfortable and they started to really kind of open up. And by the end of the 12 weeks, we were hugging, we were holding hands, we were sharing our personal stories, we were crying together. And it was a really transformative process for them and myself, too.
Tell me about the program. What did you do?
Well, it was really an amalgamation between a lot of different institutions. We had Erlanger Hospital with their pastoral care, and then we also had First Things First. So we partnered with these two organizations to come in 2 days a week to help the female inmates of Silverdale Detention Center. On Tuesdays, First Things First would come in and give, I guess, sessions on how to identify and create healthy relationships. And then on Thursdays, I and the pastors of Silverdale would come in and give more or less of a spiritual lesson on topics ranging from forgiveness to loving yourself to forgiving yourself to just creating awareness for yourself and your situation, and that there's more to your life than you being in prison.
So your first class, what was that like? Were you scared?
Well, my first class, I sat them all down. So we were all just sitting in chairs. I was sitting right there with them. And I said, you know, here's my name. Here's a little bit about me. And I want to know, what do you guys want to get out of this? Because I don't want to sit up here and preach to you guys. You know, that's not conducive to you or me. I want to make this as beneficial to you as possible. So I sat them down and I asked them, you know, what do you want to get out of this? And they were, you know, a lot of them were just in it because there's nothing else to do in prison and they just wanted to get out of their little pods. So when I asked them what they wanted to learn, they really didn't know. a lot of them didn't even know what yoga was. So if anything, that was just an introduction to like, hey, this is the program. This is what yoga is. This is what my goals are for you. And we'll just go from there.
Was it different than what you expected?
I tried to go in with no expectations just because this was so off the wall for me that I knew that, you know, it was going to throw me a lot of curveballs on the way, but it still ended up blowing all of the expectations I may have had out of the water because, you know, these women, despite their bad decisions, they're still people who are mothers, who are daughters, who have daughters, who are just as normal as you and I, but they just got caught making a mistake or they got caught in some kind of cycle or trap and were at the wrong place in the wrong time and ended up there instead.
What needs did you encounter?
I think a lot of them just need someone to listen. I think a lot of them just need that kind of person to validate their pain and to let them know that it's okay to make mistakes and it's okay to feel your feelings. And if you're angry, you know, find a safe outlet. If you're sad, find a different outlet than, you know, illegal drugs and violence.
I bet your presence impacted them. Do you think it was successful?
Yes. Even if only one person was affected, I still consider it successful. I've had the prison guards and the case manager tell me that, you know, they've seen a difference in the women who participate, the ones that just seem to be making more connections with other inmates, and they seem to be calmer and they don't flare up at small incidences as much. And I think that they just seem more at peace with themselves. I've seen, there's a couple women who came to almost every session, and I don't know if it was just getting out of the pods or if it was actually coming to the yoga class with me and the pastor, or I can't pinpoint exactly what it was, but it all seemed to just transform them a little bit more.
How did this impact you?
You know, it was interesting to see the transformation in them. And then as I got out of it, I realized that they impacted me just as much as I impacted them. To see these people in, you know, so much pain and inner turmoil, you know, I've felt like that as well. Like, we've dealt with very similar issues, and the fact that I'm on the other side of the prison doesn't make me a better person. It just means I didn't get caught. And so it was a very humbling experience to see how much strength they truly had, not only physically, but mentally, spiritually, emotionally, that they can still fight on despite all that they've been through. And it kind of gives me that inspiration to keep fighting on as well.
What's next for you?
I'd love to go back. I loved prison. I loved going there. I loved seeing those women. I loved, you know, kind of being that reason why they got up out of bed that day. And I'd love to go back, still working on reaching out to Silverdale to get back in there. But I continue to teach yoga, and I try to, you know, keep that humility and that humbleness and those lessons that I've learned from them.
Well, thank you for talking to me today.
Thanks for having me.